Praise God. We thank the Lord, amen, for our superintendent opening the service up.
Amen.
Praise God, amen. It's time now for us to get the word in us and to hide the word of God within our heart. That we may now stand against him. Now, these lessons are not just coming just to be coming, but they are coming to teach us what God wants.
Yes.
Now, what I say?
These lessons are not just coming to be just becoming, but to teach us what God wants.
What God wants. What God wants. What God wants. See, so it's important to get what God wants. Amen. See, now we're living a day of time that people wants to do what they want to do and do it like they want to do it. And this is not what God wants. It's not what God wants. Praise God. But he wants to teach us, amen, to learn to follow suit. That's what God wants to do. He wants to teach us to follow suit. Now, I here in the church here, I have put the different ones in the office, and I told them what I want them to do, and they still ain't not doing what I want them to do. They're sitting here like somebody crazy and trying to feel like they're so important, and they ain't important at all. Because if you don't do what you're told to do and do like you're told to do it, then you need to sit yourself down. You need to sit yourself down. A lot of things that I have appointed different ones to do, and they do it like they want to do it. See, but in order to be a leader, then you got to learn to follow.
That's right.
And to follow close and to do what you're told, ain't like you're told. And when you don't do that, and then you're not worthy to hold that office I'll do what you're told to do. If you don't do it like it, you're told to do it. I don't get no amen now, but it's right in the house. Amen. Praise God. I said that on this morning, it came to me, I said that when on the pastor aid, but for you who has come, I'm not fussing, but I'm just on this, I want to get things straight, because sometimes these things have been said, they're like the word of God. Amen. The scripture will come today, and you didn't get it, but tomorrow it may come, or someone else may bring it, then you'll pick up. So I have to keep on going over these things and going back and forward and whatever until I get y'all to see what I'm talking about. I don't like that, but I have to do it. One day, somebody's going to wake up. All right. Now, let's say Sister Smith had opened it up to there, and then we got so many folks talking and running their mouth, and anybody want to do something, trying to do something, then somebody there trying to kill it. Spoken word. In order for a word to go forth, somebody got to speak it. It had to be spoken by someone. A spoken word, which is the word has been said, and this is what the order for you to do is to hear what has been spoken, the spoken word. The Lord spoke the word, amen, hundreds of years, thousands of years ago, the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So the spoken word has been spoken. And the word has become flesh and it dwell among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten Son. Amen. What it was? What was it?
The spoken word.
Praise God. God spoke the word, and then the world existed. You and I, he spoke the word, and you and I existed. Spoken word, the spoken word. Someone had to go about what they were told. The Son of God had to go about what he was told that he had to do. The reason why that the Father sent him is he didn't send him to sit down. You sent it here on, praise God, the rewind, the replenish. The Father sent the Son to replenish the earth. What did he do? He didn't do other things. He didn't do something else that he wanted to do and how he wanted to be doing. But he came to replenish the earth. In order for you, saints, in order to do things, one thing to go right and one thing, want the church to grow, then we got to learn how to follow orders. Amen. So he came to replenish. Replenish when? The earth. All right. Amen. As a sword of the Spirit. He coming to do what?
Replenish the earth as a sword of the Spirit.
Yeah, as a sword of the Spirit. And the sword means power. The anointed as a sword of the Spirit. He comes to replenish the earth. He made everything. He said, let that be, and there was. God, this is something else. All right, our lesson is found in St. Luke. Amen. Our lesson is found in St. Luke. Amen. 2:35. All right. Let's see what it says.
Yea. A sword shall pierce through thy own soul also.
Now, a sword, amen, shall pierce through
thy own soul also.
Amen, praise God. Now, no need you trying to pierce me, child. Don't need you trying to put the thing in me. But it ought to pierce you and I also. It ought to constrain you and I also.
Constrain us.
To do what is right.
To do what is right.
That's it. Amen. Period. Now, it cannot, I said on Sunday, last Sunday, it cannot pierce a stone because it don't have no puncture. It cannot pierce iron because it cannot puncture iron. And what else I said? Anybody else remember?
You cannot pierce a rock
because it does not have a puncture. Then what else I say? There are some of you, it's just like, amen, iron, and it's just like
stones,
and just like rocks. Some of you. That's the reason why that ain't nothing getting into you. You don't know nothing. You can't do nothing. You just like a stone. You're just like a rock. You're just like iron. There is no puncture that can be able to inject. And no one else can. And you can inject anything in you because you are like iron and steel. Rocks. Now read that again. I'm gonna call y'all still on and don't see it. Don't see what I'm talking about. Oh yeah, I know what I'm talking about. God knows I know what I'm talking about.
Yea.
Yea.
A sword shall pierce through thy own soul.
Now it's gonna pierce through thine own soul. I'm gonna go into the necessary part of your body. Now read now.
That the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.
Yeah, the thoughts. And a lot of times we have a lot of thoughts. A lot of thoughts. Things that are going through our mind and into our heart. Amen. And we had not, amen. We got it all hid, all covered, all up. I said it. Cover up. Amen. Things, amen. If you pull the rug out from under some of it, well, we will be surprised. Because we got so much stuff under the rug. And it need, and it don't need to be, amen, under the rug, but it need to be revealed.
Amen.
You need to talk about it.
Yes.
You need to tell it. I know the word is right.
Yes.
It need to be revealed. All right, amen, we're going to hold that down there. I'm going to hold it right down. I'm going into Psalms, amen, 42 and verse 10. We're going to ride the train now. Amen, because we ain't going to get out early because we got a whole lot to do today. Whole lot to do today. Not going to be long today that we've been. Psalms 42, verse 10.
As with a sword.
As with the sword.
In my bones.
In my bones.
My enemies. Reproach me.
David said, amen, my enemies reproach me. Because, amen, the word is in my bone. The word is well.
In my bone.
Amen. I can't do what I want to do. I can't say what I want to say. I can't go like other folks go, what other folks go. Amen. So the enemy is behind me. The enemy don't like me. Read that again.
As with the sword. In my bones. My enemies
reproach me. They reproach me. Amen. They don't reproach me. Amen. With no good. They ask me why. Amen. That you got to go to church all the time, and why you talk about the word of God all the time. Mm-hmm. Why you say you're saved? Mm-hmm. What are they doing?
Reproaching you.
And they're not going to reproach you. Amen. They're asking you that. They're trying to put some stumbling blocks. They're reproaching. Mm-hmm. Some stumbling blocks. They're trying to stop you. Because
yes.
They don't like it because you, amen, is following the word of God.
Amen.
You got the word of God in your bones. Have y'all ever heard somebody say, I'm sanctified to the bone? To my bone. I know y'all heard that.
Yes.
I'm sanctified to my bone. Amen. I'm apostolic to my bone. Otherwise, you can't take it out. Amen. Because it's in my bone. It's in my bone to be apostolic. And nothing else. All right, read.
While they say daily unto me.
Look what they're saying. They're saying daily, not just one time, but daily they're saying unto me.
Where is your God?
You always talk about Elder Smith, amen. God. Where is your God? Somebody said, amen, they were sick, and then somebody come to them and visit them, and then they said, where's your God? Amen, look at you. You don't got nothing but bones, skin and bones. Where's your God? Look at you. Your eyes is all rolled back. Where's your God? All these many years you've been talking about your God. Now, what's your God doing for you now? And that was some of the people. Amen. Joe, amen. A friend. That's what they was inquiring. That's what they were talking about. Amen. They went to see him and they saw him looking so bad. They were saying, and the wife saying, "Why don't you come, God, and die? Where's your God? But you talking about you? You're gonna stick with it. You must have sinned. Some of them said you must sin. The reason why you're not just here." You need to go back to the altar. Where's your God? Now listen to the scripture now. Amen. What does it say?
Why art thou cast down, O my soul?
Look, why art thou cast down, O my soul?
and why art thou disquieted within me?
Why art thou disquieted within me?
Hope thou in God.
Mm-hmm. When?
Hope thou in God.
Hope thine in God. Hope thine in God. You're always talking about my hope is in God. My hope is in God. Amen. And people want to stop you. They want to stop you. And then they're listening to you, too. They listen to you. You're talking about your God, and you're talking about you got this thing to, even in your bone. And if you're not careful, then they're gonna cause you to get it out your bone. If you listen to them, I know that's real right. Now watch this.
For I shall yet praise him.
Now look at this. David said, I shall yet praise him. I don't care what you say, and what you say about me and this the word in my bone. I'm gonna praise him. I ain't giving up. I ain't listen to you. But there were some saying, had did what? Had give up. The word had gotten into their bone. And they threw their hands up and give up. Somebody have given up and they want to come back, but they ain't got guts enough to come back. They know they done did wrong. Sorrow that they made a mistake. But they ain't got guts enough to come back. Show their face. Somebody came here last Sunday. Coming to the door last Sunday. Amen. To come to church. But they were ashamed to come in here and show their face. They went back out the door. Because they know they done did so bad. And they're ashamed. You can do so bad, and then the people there don't even want you. They don't want to see you coming. And what happened? You bring it on yourself. You are being taught how to conduct yourself. Not just on the stand up here, or stand at the podium, amen, to sing and knowing how to conduct yourself there, but you should know how to conduct your life, know how to talk to people, how to deal with people, how to understand people. And all that is learning how to conduct yourself and more. Not even thinking that you're going to bull somebody, you're going to make somebody do something that they don't want to do. Right, but you got to learn how to conduct yourself, how to act. How to act. All right, now watch this. I'm going to break it down. I'm going to make your eyes to see in your head. I'll blow your head off with this word. All right, watch it now.
For I shall yet praise him.
For I shall yet praise him.
Who is the health of my countenance.
Look at him. Amen. Jesus is the health of my countenance. He is. He's the help. He can help you and he can help me. Praise God. But we got to get this thing where?
Yeah.
Got to get in that number. Boom. Don't lose that. Don't throw that away. Get it in your bone, because anywhere else you can lose it. If you get it in the way, you get it in your shoulders. You get it in your back, you can lose it. Well, they got some pills that will knock it out. Knock out what's in your back, knock out what's in your shoulders, knock out what's in your leg. Amen. But if it get where?
In your bone.
There ain't too much to knock out.
Bishop, people will work on you.
They'll
work
on you. I know they will.
You can have the word of God deep down in your bones, and you know it's in there, and you can feel the word of God penetrate into your body.
That's right.
Into the marrow of your bones.
That's it.
When you think about what God is and who he is for you and what he's done and how he's brought you through the many things, you feel that word penetrating into your bones. But then you can walk into the house of God or walk out there in the street and here come reproach. Here come the regions. Nothing to try and deter you from what you feel in your body.
All right.
But I tell you, you have to be determined.
Got to be determined.
What you have in your bones,
that's right.
You ain't let no devil in hell take it out.
You ain't let nobody take it out.
You got to hold fast to what you profess.
That's what the Bible says.
We're professing that spirit, that sword has penetrated. If you have allowed the sword to penetrate and get deep down in your bones, you got to hold fast to it.
I know that.
Because I tell you, the devil comes and he wanna rob your marrow.
I know that's right.
He will if you let him.
Yeah. We sang the song, it's deep down in my soul. I got the love of Jesus and it's deep down in my soul. And now this word got to get deep down in you for you to hold fast.
Amen.
Amen. Otherwise it got to pierce you.
Because when they come in, they ask you these questions, where is your God?
Where is your God?
It's just to discourage you.
That's right.
That word ain't really in your bone. Where is your God? You sick? You ill? You're looking bad.
Oh, yeah, look how bad
you
look.
In spite of.
Yeah, yeah.
He's still my God.
He's my God.
And he's still in my bones.
Yeah.
And
don't
if
give
he don't
up.
Never do it, I know he can.
Don't give up. Don't give up. All right, now watch this now. This is talking.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Now, amen. Where were we at, the 11th verse?
We in the 11th verse. Can we
see
the end part of it?
The end part.
I shall yet praise him.
Ah, look at him. Praise God. David was determined. He said, I shall yet praise him.
Who is the help of my countenance?
Who is the help of my conscience?
And my God.
And my God. Amen. Praise God. I know some of you all, y'all want to see some of these folks come back to the church, but they come back to the church, I got to keep them out of here. Because they come back here, they're going to do the same thing. You can't give the devil, amen, two times, amen, to play his tricks on you. He do it one time, then you got to cripple him. Amen. I know some of you wondering why I did that. I know what I'm doing. Oh, this person is so nice. Yeah, he make that person make you look nice. They so nice. Amen. But they ain't nice. They may throw a rock and they hide in their hand with somebody else. Oh, I don't know. I'm treating such and one so bad. He treating this one so bad. You shut your mouth because you don't know what's going on. Boy. The boy come telling me something. Yeah, the brother say he want to come back. He want to come back. So I told him, tell that brother to keep going. I don't need him now. He keep going. Amen. I might need him. I might need him. I might need him. But I'm not going to roll myself. Somebody do you so dirty and do you so dirty. Then and I got to lower myself to get them to bring them back in here just to please myself. No, I ain't. I'm not that kind of person. And I'm not lowering myself. Let them keep riding. There's some churches out there where they've been going, keep on going there. Some of you say, well, I don't know why Bishop, amen, he feels like that. Why he doing that? And that person coming and telling you, yeah, he just treat me so dirty. No. See, there are two sides of everything. You can't let the devil come in here, praise God, and come in here and wreck the church again. The church doing all right now. It's doing pretty good now. Amen. So now, if I let the devil come in here, then in a few more weeks, and then he's gonna tear it down again. I know what I'm doing. I know exactly what I'm doing. I ain't no fool. I've been a leader for a long time. Somebody say I've been running for Jesus a long time. I'm not tired yet. So you can sit around there and listen to the devil telling you all these things as you want. Now, amen. The devil want to come in here, so now he want to come back in the church in here where they can bring that other girl with him. I got to look out for somebody else other than looking out for them. Now, I ain't making no move if I ain't got no scriptures to back up what I'm talking about. See, you all want to go by what you think and what I should do and how I should do it. But you ain't looking at what the scriptures are saying about certain things. I don't get no amen now. I don't been through the mud. And I've been through the mud and everything, praise God. And I ain't going back in no mud, no one, on no kind of you or whatever. If you want to hit the door, there's some door and go out there with them. But I ain't changing. I ain't changing. Now watch this in now. They don't talk about me. Say what they want to say. Go ahead and talk now.
That was
now if they come to church, if they come to church, come in here and sit themselves down and prove to me that they're going to be for the church and they for everything and they want to do right, and then I'm with it. Don't get me wrong. What did I say? I want everybody to say it. What did I just say?
They come into the church, sit themselves down and prove themselves to you that they want to do right.
Then, amen, for a period of time. Now, I ain't saying how long. Maybe a year, 2 years, 3 years, or 4 years, 5 years, but sit yourself down. Amen. I know what I'm doing. Now, Glenn comes, he comes everything. And then she said, one thing you don't know. You ain't no more deacon in here, man. You ain't got no more voice in here no more. Either. Sit yourself down. And don't testify in here no more. So what I'm doing, what I'm trying to tell you, what I'm doing, what y'all see me doing, it's been doing before. And many other times. But you ain't been nowhere around the sea. So don't challenge me. Now, after why I'm doing this and why I said this and why I act like this and how, why. No, that ain't none of your business. It's my business and God's business.
Amen.
And when God want to stop me, he'll stop me.
Amen.
He's big enough to stop me. All right now, let's go on. Y'all got that. I hope y'all got enough of it. All right, we're going to St. John chapter 19 and verse 25. Yeah, I got some stuff for you. See, anybody be gonna become a member of the church and wanna come up here and play and wanna preside up here, then they're gonna have to be involved in Sunday school, be involved in all the service and everything. They can't stay out and they can't be shooting no hook and all that kind of stuff. I'm stopping all that mess. You're gonna do what it's right to do, or yeah, go sit yourself down. I don't need it. They thought they were gonna kill the church when they left here because they ain't got nobody to play no more. They don't know that I taught them how to play. And then they don't know, praise God, amen, that I know how to play. I've been playing for years, so I ain't just started. See, the devil will blind your eyes and make you make a fool out of yourself.
Yes.
Now I break it down, make you look like a jackass. Excuse me for that. Chapter 19, verse 25. Let's see what he's talking about.
Now there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother.
By his mother.
And his mother's sister.
And his mother's sister.
Mary. The wife of
Cleophas. Yes.
And Mary Magdalene.
And Mary Magdalene. All of these women. These women. Amen. Women, praise God, who had the word in their bones. Read now.
When Jesus therefore saw his mother, and the disciples standing by, whom he loved
his disciples,
he said unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then said he unto his disciples, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home. After this,
Jesus knowing that everything was accomplished. Now it's all done. Everything is said and done. Read now.
That the scripture might be fulfilled.
Now the scripture is fulfilled.
Saith.
I thirst.
And And there was set a vessel full of vinegar.
And there was set a vessel full of
vinegar.
Full of vinegar.
And they filled the sponge.
And they filled the sponge
with vinegar.
With vinegar.
And put it upon his side.
And put it on his side.
And put it in his mouth.
And put it in his mouth. Amen. All right, hold it right there. Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going to follow it down again today because some of you still, amen, is talked about some of it today, but I need to go back because I want to get it into your bones. Get it in, inject this thing into your bones, amen, with the sword. And you know what? Inject
it into your bones.
Into your bone with the sword. Amen. All right. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17.
And take the helmet of salvation.
Now what we're going to have to do is we have to learn to take the helmet of salvation. Take the helmet of salvation. Amen. Otherwise, amen. It might be hard. You know, there's a lot of people the Lord has assigned a law that anybody riding a motorcycle, a bicycle, or skating, or what have you, you got to do what? You got to have a helmet on it. And the reason why they went down, the law is questioned about, why won't they put the helmet on? It is because the helmet is heavy. It's heavy. When you put the helmet on, and then it does something to you. You got that helmet on, and what helmet? But he's saying here that we are to take the helmet of salvation. Though it might be heavy, though it might be a cross that you got to bear by wearing the helmet. But sometime or another, it might do what? It might save your life. y'all still ain't got it. What did I say? What did I say?
It's needful to have the helmet on because sometime or another it might save your life.
It might save your life. Amen. So it's important for you to do what? The helmet of salvation. Salvation. Otherwise, the word. Word. Take it, praise God. The helmet of salvation. All right, watch this now.
And take the helmet of salvation.
Take the helmet of salvation.
And the sword of the Spirit.
And the sword of the Spirit.
Which is the word of God.
Which is the word of God. Take it, take it, take it, take it. Praise God. Don't leave it at home. Amen. Don't leave it at home. You know, that's what many the fellas do. They leave it at home and then it's too late then. You run into something. Or somebody run into you.
That's right.
I know that's right. Mm-hmm. Amen. So take the helmet of salvation. Take it with you. We sing the song, take the Lord along with you. Amen. Somewhere.
Everywhere
you go. Because you're going to need him. Everywhere you go. Who you going to need? You're going to need the Lord. Everywhere you go. So take the helmet of salvation. Read there. He's talking here. Come on here now.
Praying. Always.
Now look here. And then you got, while I'm taking it, you don't just say, well, I'm going to take the helmet of salvation. But you got to pray sometime.
Always.
You got to pray always. Always praying. Praise God, that the devil don't come against you. There are no dangers come against you. Praying always, you know. Amen. When you leave from home in the morning time, you don't have to leave from home, amen, thinking that you're going to make it back home. Then don't pray. Amen. But pray that the Lord take you where you're going and then bring you back home.
Yes.
Praying always. Amen. That he help you, that he will help you to leave from home and help you to return back to home. Take the helmet of salvation. Amen. Praying always. Read now.
With all prayer.
With all prayers.
And supplication.
And supplication.
In the spirit.
Now all of this got to be in what? In the spirit. Has to be in the spirit. In the spirit. Don't pray out of the spirit, but pray in the spirit. In the spirit. Praise God. Amen. Pray in the spirit. All right, read now.
And watching thereunto with all perseverance.
Now watching thereunto and to all perseverance.
With all perseverance.
All perseverance.
And supplication.
And supplication.
For all saints.
For all saints. Amen. Pray. Not only just pray for yourself. I'm only be concerned about yourself, but be concerned about somebody else too. When you're praying, remember your sisters, remember your brothers. Ain't that good? Oh, I know that's good. I know that's good. I like this. Amen. When I'm praying, I wake up sometimes 12, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm praying for people, calling their names out, praying. Amen. Not just praying for myself. A lot of time I don't pray for myself. A lot of time I pray for other folks. Just praying for myself. Because I'm concerned about other folks. Amen. Yes.
And Bishop, while we're praying for others, God is working out conditions that we have.
I know.
We pray for others.
I know. He'll work out the condition.
Yeah, while we're laboring in prayer, thinking about others and praying for their needs and praying for their feelings and whatever else. God is working out things that we have going on with us if we're sincerely praying.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
For others.
I know that's right.
You look around and you think you see something that God done worked out for you.
Yeah, that's right. Praying for being concerned about other folks, not just being concerned about yourself.
That's right.
Brother said to me, he said, well, when I get straightened out, then I'm going to bring a whole lot of people to the church. I don't want your people. I don't want you to bring no people. Because if you bring no people, when you get mad and get ready to go, and then you're going to take your people with you. You got to be smart. You got to listen to the devil, you know. Because he's cunning. He's just as cunning as a cunning can get.
Oh,
yeah. So, you think I'm foolish to go on with that? And you bring, you're going to fill this whole church up, amen, with your people. And when you get mad, you ain't going to take your people with you. read the sister.
And for me. That utterance may be given unto me.
Amen. That utterance will be given unto me.
That I may open my mouth boldly.
That I might open my mouth boldly.
To make known the mysteries of the gospel.
Look at here. We got to open our mouth to make known the mystery of the gospel. God wants us to, amen, talk about the gospel. Don't talk about yourself. Amen. Talk about the gospel. Be concerned about the gospel, the word of God. Amen. The gospel is the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Be concerned about the gospel. The gospel is what's important. All right, now, another verse of that, and I'm going to move on. Praise
For
God.
Which I am an ambassador.
For which I am an ambassador.
In bonds.
I can't do what I want to do. I can't say what I want to say. I can't go where I want to go. Amen. It's in bond. My hands is tied, my foot is tied, and I can't do what I want to do. I can't go where I want to go. I can't say what I want to go. And some people don't want to be in bond. They want to be free to do what they want to do, go where they want to go. If I want to go to the club, I can go. If I want to go to the dance hall, they can go. And I was saying on the other night, amen, Pastor Jackson's son, amen. He had a real good mother. His mother had all the house and had all that church and had all of this. And she stuck with him and helped him do it, that he might be a minister. And he got into that and he got beside himself. He didn't want to go and hang out in the clubs and hang out on the corner and hang out and smoking his cigars and all that stuff and drinking his liquor. Amen. Not knowing that it was going to become a time that his mother going to have to leave, and then he could have been able to get everything. Amen. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. But see, when you go on your own theory and on doing what you want to do, then when their mother died, then she turned the church over to somebody else. Before she died, turned it over to somebody else. Amen. So he got nothing. Now he mad with the people, with the one they turned it over to. He mad. So he don't want to go to church there. He wants to go somewhere else. But he bought it all when? He bought all of it on himself. And there was a lot of folks that they do that. They bring things on themselves trying to be smart. Then you can outsmart yourself. There's a lot of folks has just did just that. Outsmart themselves. Amen. Mother had housing and had all this stuff. And then I go over there now. And they don't nail up the houses and bowl the houses all up and everything because he ain't concerned about nothing but doing what he want to do. Some folks can be real ignorant. Right.
For which I am an ambassador.
Now, which I am an ambassador.
In bond. And therein. I may speak boldly.
And I'm going to speak boldly. That I ought to speak. Now listen, saints, when that light come on, I want y'all to look out there because see what they do, they come in there and then they hide in one side of that entrance out there where you can't see them. Do y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. But that ye also may know my affairs.
That you might also may know my affairs.
And how I do. Tychius.
Mm-hmm.
A beloved brother.
A beloved brother.
And faithful minister in the Lord.
He's the faithful member. Remember, now, well, that's what God looking for, saying he's looking for faithful members that is in themselves. No, amen. He's looking for faithful members that is in the Lord. Faithful members. Somebody that are faithful. Not somebody sometime up. Sometimes they feel like they want to come to church and they want to play and they want to sing. They want to beat the drums. I want to sing their song. Amen. I want to shout. Come on here now. Amen. But he's looking for, amen, somebody that in the groove. I'm doing it all the time. Stay in the groove. So this brother was a faithful member. He had it in his bone. It was in his bone to be when?
A faithful.
To be faithful. It was in his bone. In his bone. And you can be there too. You can be a faithful member, but you got to get out yourself. Amen. Forget about yourself. I want to be faithful. I want to go back with the Lord when they come. All right. You can tell them classes to come up because I'm getting ready to close out because we got a whole lot to do. Yeah. All right. In the Hebrew, going to the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, we talked about some of that last week. In the Hebrew, amen, 4 and 12. 4 and when? 4 and 12 in the Hebrew.
For the word of God is
now,
quick.
Now the word of God, it is a when?
Quick.
It, the word of God, it is quick. Now if we got the word in us, and then we ought to be slow.
Quick.
Sometime up. Sometimes down, almost level to the ground. Amen. No. If we got the word in it, now that's what it's saying. The word of God is quick. It's quick. Amen. Otherwise, if the Spirit of God is in you and I, calling you and I to be quick. Quick. For the word of God is quick and when?
Powerful.
And it's powerful. It's powerful. Otherwise, it's work. It's work. It works. Amen. It's working. Quick and powerful. It's working. Amen. If you put up some berserk and you go back there the next week or the next 2 weeks or something like that, and then you see it bumping up and amen, it bumping and turning and going on, and sometimes the top jumps off there. Amen. You don't put this stuff up and top off or jump off. The bottom crack. It is why? Why it happened? Because when? Because it's working. What you had in the bottle is doing what?
Working.
It's working. So the word of God is working. Because it's quick and it's powerful. Amen. What you put in the bottle is what?
Working.
It's powerful. What you put in the wind?
In the bottle.
In the bottle is powerful. Why is powerful? Because it's working. Because it caused. I looked at it, the baller and the baller, they're bumping up on the inside, all stuff in there, we're bumping up, and then something tells me what I need to do is to take the seal off of this baller, because it's going to bust after a while, because it's working. So word of God is quick and powerful, read.
And sharper than any two-edged sword.
And it's sharp. Otherwise, they don't need you to sharpen it. Don't need you and I to sharpen it. It's already sharp. It's already sharp. We don't need us to sharpen it. Don't need us to fix it. Don't need us to do anything to it, because it's already God put it to be what he wanted to be, where it can go into, amen, the bone. Pierce you and to go into the bones. All right, read.
It's piercing. Even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
All right, see, so it's ready to do what it's set out to do. It's ready to do it. Amen. And that is, what is it set out to do?
Pierce.
It's piercing until when? Come on, what is it saying?
Even to the dividing
asunder of soul
and spirit
and of the joint
and marrow
and is a discerner of the thought and intents of the heart. Amen. So what he's saying is saying here, amen, we need, amen, the sword. We need the wind.
The sword.
We need the sword. And the sword will do what it has to do. It is to make us, to build us up and to mold us and to make us to be what he will have us to be. The sword. Amen. It's well equipped and well put together. The sword that we know about is made out of steel. They don't make it out of tin. Made out of when? Out of steel. Otherwise, it won't bend. You can't bend a sword. You can't bend the word of God, which is the sword. You can't fix it. It's already fixed. You can't sharpen it. It's already sharp. And I got a sword here. Amen, and to show you, amen, you can't do nothing with it. It's already doing amazing. Amen, and you can't do anything. You can't bend it, and you can't sharpen it. You can't do nothing because it's steel. You can't break it. This is a wind.
Sword.
It's a sword. You can't bend it. You can't break it. It ain't because it's not no tin. It's not tin. It's not anything that will break. It is made out of the right material. Amen. So he's talking about, amen, the sword. Read that scripture again. Read that again. Now coming in.
For the word of God is quick.
For the word of God, it is quick.
and powerful.
Amen. Otherwise, and powerful.
And sharper than any two-edged sword.
And it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Now, it has this sword here. It has a edge here on this side, and then to have an edge on the other side, which he's saying here that it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Otherwise, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Otherwise, amen, I cut you here and I hit you there. Yeah, here. Otherwise, it cannot do what? It cannot miss you. It cannot miss cutting you. It cannot miss, amen, taking your head off. If it only had, amen, a blade on one side, and then it will miss. But he says sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. Otherwise, it cannot miss, amen, cutting you. Because it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Now watch this now.
Piercing.
All right. So it's piercing. So it has a sharp, amen, edge to it. You see that sharp edge? It's not blunt. It's piercing. Otherwise, it'll go in. It'll go into wherever, amen, that you put it in. Now I said from the beginning, some of you wasn't in here. Praise God. Now it is a iron and rock. It's not punchy. You can't punch it. Iron and rock. What I say? You cannot punch your iron and rock and steel. You cannot punch it. It is, amen. And I said that some of you in here is just like, amen, iron, steel, and rocks. Amen. The word of God can't get into you to do what they want to do. Talking about the word of God now. Talking about, amen, what is that thought?
The spoken
word of God. The word of God can't get in you. He can't get the word in you because, see, you all don't say nothing. Some of you don't have to come just like, amen, steel and rock. He's trying to get the word in you. He uses me, praise God. Amen. Why I'm here, praise God. One day I ain't not going to be here. So, amen. And then, and the word has said that when I leave, and then they're going to be what kind of folks is going to come?
Grievous wool.
They're going to be grievous wool is going to come when I'm gone. They're not going to talk this stuff I'm talking. The only thing, they're going to come to get what they can get out of you. Get your shirt off your back. Because they're grievous wolves. Amen. So while I'm here, and then to pay you, praise God, amen, to be puncher. Amen. That, amen, I can be able to get the word in you with the sword of the Spirit. Get that, amen, with this word. Be punching. That I can help you. All right, now watch this now.
Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
Now this word is going to go, amen, into you, praise God. It's going to punch you. It's going to stick you. Come on here now. You use that word. It's going to stick you. Amen. And anything that'll stick it, anything that will stick you, is going to do what to you?
Hurt you.
Y'all stop. Speak up. It's going to hurt you. Amen. And I know that some of you come here and you'll get mad with me. Amen. Because of some things I be saying, praise God, and you get mad. And you say every time you come to church, praise God, they're always hurting me. And not me hurting you, it's the word of God hurts you. I got a job to do. If you can't do your job, then praise God, then don't try to stop me from doing mine.
The word of God come to do what? It come to hurt you. It come to tear you down. And it come to build you up. After he tear you down, then the word of God is going to build you up, mold you, shape you, and make you to be something and somebody. Amen. But you need the word of God. You need the spirit of God. The spirit of God. Amen. Praise God. And it want to work in you. Amen. It want to work in you. And amen. Then the sword of the spirit. We need the sword of the spirit. I'm not talking about this sword here. I'm talking about the sword of the spirit. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's cuts. God, if it wouldn't cut you, amen, and then it won't do you no good. If you don't let it cut you, it won't do you when, it won't do you no good. You got to let it cut you. So it can do what? Otherwise, I'll tear you down and build you back up. Cut you. Say cut you.
Cut you.
Amen. That was the word of God. Come to cut you. Come to cut you. Amen. It don't just come. It's supposed to make you mad. It's supposed to make you mad. It's supposed to set you on fire. It's supposed to set you on fire. And I watch around here. Some things I say to some of y'all there. Y'all catch on fire. Some of you won't say nothing, but I pick it up. I know you don't like it. But supposed to set you on fire. Righteousness supposed to set you on fire. Telling you the right thing to do. Amen. It's supposed to set you on fire. It's supposed to stir you up. Amen. It's supposed to give you another mind. And a mind to do the thing that is right. Amen. All right. One more verse of that. And I'm cutting out. My time is up.
We're just going to finish. That's the same verse which we
all right finished. Then. Amen. Come on. Get along. Grab your hand. Clap. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't the word of God? Ain't the word of God is good?
Amen.
Amen. It's good to be in the word of God, not be around it, but be in the word. In the word, the word which we learned today, praise God. If you let the word cut you, let the word get in you. Come on here now. Let it rule into you. People ain't gonna like you. Your friends ain't gonna like you. Your neighbors ain't gonna like you. The folks you work with ain't gonna like you. We went through that today. They ain't gonna like you. Amen. If the word of God done got in you. Husband ain't gonna like you. Wife ain't gonna like you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You just too sanctified. You think you something. Now you think you more than we are. Oh yeah, they all told me that. I know. That's the reason why I can tell you. Amen. Because you think you something. Amen. But I am something. Amen. I am something. When you get the Holy Ghost and get Christ in you, and then dare not to turn around and dare not. We said it in the lesson today, and dare not to look no other way. Ain't that what we say? Amen. Praise God. Then we are something. And we are somebody. Amen. May God bless you. Amen. My time is up. Thank you for your time.
Amen.
Serving in the hand of superintendent.
Father, let's stand together and
we got
lesson today. The sword of the spirit.
Now everybody, what's the topic of our lesson today?
The sword of the spirit.
The sword of the spirit. And we talked about the sword of the spirit. We made a sword. We saw the sword Bishop had. It's not strong like Bishop had, but we just wanted to give the kids an idea of what the sword of the spirit is. So when you look at the sword of the spirit, we're going to think about what?
Ain't that nice?
The sword of the spirit, we're going to think about what? The Bible, right? Because we know the sword of the spirit is the what?
Bible.
The word of what?
God.
The word of God. And we talked about there's two kinds of swords, right?
Yes.
Two kinds. This is a what kind of sword? We talked about there's two kinds of wars. What kind of wars are there?
A spiritual war and a natural war.
There's a spiritual war and a natural war. Now, can I fight a spiritual war with this?
No, because you can't see the
spirit. I can't see a spirit, can I?
No.
So I can't use this to fight a spiritual war. Okay, and we talked about The Bible says the word of God is sharper than what? Than any what?
Two-edged
sword. So you mean, so we just think about, just think like this is a real sword. Got two edges, right? This is a really sharp sword. I would be able to cut you, right?
Yeah.
But you mean to tell me this word is sharper than this word?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Why do you think it says the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword? Because this word is what?
Powerful.
This word is what?
Powerful.
Powerful. And we talked about, you know, the word of God. And we know that the word, what are we supposed to do with the word of God? Take it where?
Everywhere.
Take it where we go. So when we come to church, we do what? Bring the what?
Bring the word of God.
Bring the word of God. Are y'all too young to have your own Bibles?
No.
Are you too young to read your own Bibles?
No.
No, because you also can have a what?
Bible.
A Bible. They're all going to have Bibles next Sunday. We all can have our own Bibles, right? We talked about that. Now, okay, I got my word of God. I'm bringing my word of God to church with me. That's what I'm doing. But is it enough for me to just put my word, bring my word of God, just look at it?
No.
Is it not? What am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to open it.
Get it in my heart. We talked about five steps of getting and knowing the word of God. Show them what you made. We made five steps. Y'all turn around so Bishop can see it. Five steps that they can keep in mind.
All
turn
right,
around. Five steps. Turn around, guys. Five steps to knowing the word of God. What is one of the first steps to knowing the word of God?
Hearing it.
We come and we hear. We hear what we're being taught. We hear all these things. And what is the next step?
Read.
And we said y'all not too young to read, right? We can read. You might, and you can go say, Mom, read me a scripture. Read me something. And then after we hear it and we read it, and then what we do?
Think about it.
Don't just let it go. Keep it in your mind. Think about it. And if it was adults, we say meditate on it. Think about that word of God. Think about what you hear. And then after you think about it, you do what?
Memorize.
Get it in your heart and in your mind. Stuck there in your heart and in your mind. And then after you get it in your mind and you done heard and you done read and you thought about it, then what can you do with to other people?
Talk about it.
We can talk about the word of God because it's important that we get that word of God in our heart, right? And as we go older, we get the word of God in our heart. Now, if I get this word of God in my heart and I know that I'm fighting the war, if somebody comes to me and tell me, Janasia, I'll tell you what, that I don't know what you read, but that stuff is not true about Jesus. I don't know what you're talking about, and you saying that Jesus was born, I don't believe that stuff. Can you say, well, maybe you're right, or do you know? You know it's not what?
True.
You know it's not true because what? You know the word of God. So in Sunday school this morning, we did all these steps. We heard, we read, we thought, we memorized some of the things about the word of God, and we talked. And that's important for us. And as we get older, we need to not just do that now, not just do that. You never stop doing these things. We continue to learn and to talk and to memorize the word of God. As we get older, we continue to do these things. And then as you get older, because it's important to get the what?
Word.
It's important to get the what?
Holy Ghost.
It's important to get the Holy Ghost. We don't want to just be hearing and listening to the word of God for nothing, do we?
No.
No, we want to get the Holy Ghost. We want to get that word into our what?
Heart.
Because we said, this sword, now we talked about the sword getting into your heart. Can I get this sword in your heart?
Yes.
A natural sword. Can I get this sword in your heart?
Yes.
What would this sword do, a natural sword in your heart?
It'll
damage your heart. It'll damage it. But what about getting that spiritual sword in your heart? What did that do? That'll make you happy. To get you to go back with Jesus. So there's a difference between a natural sword and a spiritual sword. And we learn that it's not only good just to know the word or just to come to church and bring your Bible, but we need to know what it says on the inside. Because if we want to live with God eternally, right, we got to get him internally, right?
Yes.
So if we want to live with God forever, we got to get him in the inside, not just enough just to carry and take it with me everywhere I go and open it up only on Sunday. I got to read my word of God. So this week they're gonna get one scripture and they're going to talk about it and read it and think about it and memorize it so they have something that they did for next Sunday. Pray for us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. All right. Very good. Very good.
Amen. God can't do it. It can't be done.
That's right.
Amen. This time we're going to hear from Associate Pastor Hahn. Her class. He was talking about the sword. I'm happy.
Very good.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Pastor.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. We thank you, praise God, for the lesson. Amen. I told the kids when I teach them, the Lord lead me to teach them, I learn also.
Amen.
You cannot teach, you're going to learn.
Amen.
You learn too.
That's right.
Amen. So we thank you, praise God, for the kids. And I said, y'all, I can understand what Bishop's saying. When I'm teaching you, you make me teach. Make me teach. In other words, ask questions. This is a new quiz. What is the topic of today's lesson?
The word of God is the sword of the Spirit.
Okay, what scripture? We first of all thought it was
Luke 2:35.
Okay. All right, this has still been right. Okay, what is the spirit? What is the sword of the word? What is the spoken word of God?
The sword of the Spirit.
Okay, the sword of the Spirit. Okay, that's what you said the spoken word of God. What do you make you think? I mean, first thing, that's a spoken word of God. What do you think?
When God said.
A word that God said. Okay, something that the Lord said. And is he able to perform what he said?
Yes.
What the word of God say he able to perform how many generations?
Thousand generations.
That means we ain't been here in 1,000 generations, because each generation, they say it's 20 years. So we haven't been here 1,000 generations. So let you know what? His word still what? Stand ashore. God's word still stand ashore. What he said yesterday, he means it today, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Without no man what? Shall see the Lord. Just because you're a child, that don't mean you're going to see the Lord. That's why they told you you need the what?
The Holy Ghost.
You're not too young to die. You're not too young to go to hell. You need the what?
Holy Ghost.
And that's the only thing going to keep you out of there. The Spirit of God, right? And we got to have what? The Word of God. And the Lord tried to teach us His Word and through everybody, right? To teach you the Word of God. And I like Tanisha and Terrence say, when they try to get around the Word of God and try to do what they want to do and say little things and be involved in arguments and do things they should not do at school, say that the whole the Spirit get on them and just eat them up. And Terrence say, it just beat you down. Just say that. And then what the Word of God's supposed to do? If you do something wrong, and the Word of God do not catch up with you and get you and beat you and chastise you, something wrong with your Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Because you all don't want the Holy Ghost to show you that you're not right. Because how you gonna get it right if the Holy Ghost and come to bring all things to remember, let you know you wrong. You got to go and get it right. And don't let pride get in the way. Because sometimes pride get in our way, and we say, "Oh, they deserve that," right? And then I like another thing that the Lord showed about the Word of God. People always say, "Oh, when it comes like a two-edged sword." People always say, "You know what? That word that spoke today, that was for you." And he wore her out too, child. You ought to have been there today and heard that word. But I mean, he walked up and down. He wore her out. But I'm so grateful to God when that word go for you. And when it don't get me going, it's going to get with me. And when it come back, it's going to get me. So let you know the word goes and comes. In other words, everything didn't take down when it went, it's going to come right back and get it right back. And if you sweep it out this way, you don't get it, it'll come right back and get you. What I mean, the bishop had to preach something this morning, and it caught all you all, then this evening somebody come back and preach the word to me, and it cut me down. And no one didn't miss anybody. God still got it, so it'll come and start to pierce you. And what I tell you, when the word of God pierce you, it do what to you? What do you do when something pierce you? When I stick something in you, what do you do? What did you do, honey?
It wounds you.
And then what other thing do? And then what else? It hurts you, don't it?
Yeah.
And then when I do the word of God, put the word of God on you, and it hurts you, and make you what? To remember that you were wounded, right? Yeah. That's why we don't stop doing what we're doing. Why? Because we don't remember. But when somebody give you that right word of God, and give you that word, and it really wounds you, and really wounds your spirit, what? You say, I can't go there no more. I can't do that no more, because I know how I feel, right? And the word of God's supposed to make you think. It can't make you think. That you can't do, let you know you can't do what you want to do. You can't dress like you want to dress, can you?
Well,
right? What did it also let you do? Some of the things you cannot do. You can't smoke.
You can't sell drugs.
You can't sell drugs.
You can't commit suicide.
You can't commit suicide.
You can't rob.
You can't rob.
You can't steal.
You can't lie.
Just hanging with the wrong crowd.
Don't we love to hang with the one that we think, right? We love to hang with those who think that's popular, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And think you got it going on, don't you? Right, you love to hang with that one, don't you? Ain't that true? We love to hang with that crowd. But what do you want? The Lord wants to, what do you say? Come out from among them and be separated. So another time, sometimes you might have to stand alone. But when that word of God get in your heart, it what? It make a bring about what? A change in you. You don't act the way you want you to act. You don't, and then you don't feel bad being alone. When you get enough word in you, you enjoy being alone with just you and Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, thank you.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Second Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 8. Second Thessalonians 2 verse 8. Our bag of scriptures is going back to what we talked on this week. Our backup scripture, backup reading is what we talked about on this week. So that's the reason why I'm saying that Diane, I know, and Ellen Hines, you all have to buy a tape and then you can know what is the backup for this week, what I said, and some things that you can be able to bring into your class. That we had, we went from our base scriptures of St. Luke 2:35, and we brought in last week or this week we talked about a little bit of it. Ephesians 6:17, and we went into Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. So you're going to our lesson will be found this week. Where I said Thessalonians.
Second Thessalonians.
So what you're gonna be going back to the scripture of this week, what we use, and that way we're gonna keep doing it this way. That way we're gonna be going the same way, okay?
Bishop,
it's
Psalms 19:25.
Oh, that's right, Psalms 19:25. Yeah,
oh,
that's
I'm
right.
Sorry, Psalms 42:10-11.
All right, that was the backup that I looked. I was tracing back on our main scripture, St. Luke 2:25. Then I wrote in some more scripture on that verse. So that was Psalms 42:10. So, and then St. John 19:25. So you have a lot that you can read back on. But it'd be nice if, as I said, that you put your tape so you can be able to hear what we done on this week, what we did on this week, what we said. And then if you don't want the tape after you listen at it or wherever, pass it on to somebody. Give it to somebody. Amen?
Amen.